Good morning, you're listening to UCC 98.3 FM. This is On a Tangent with Anthony.
And Robin.
We're back again. I just faded out my own voice. That song was coming
that
to
was really
end.
Cool, actually. I saw you do that. Usually it's like, howdy, cowboys.
Yeah, we went, for the, like, oh, this, we went for the southern... So I might do that once a week, just make that my thing.
You do do just it once a week. It's just not on air.
I do, just not on air. It's just you have to listen to it.
So
I'll come up with something when we come back from the next break. That's going to be on my mind now the whole time.
That's okay, that's fine. You
southern.
Have your own tangent now here.
I do indeed. And we're off.
Speaking of tangents today, we actually had no idea what we were going to talk about today because, I don't know, I think we're in this like awkward period before Valentine's where like everyone's going to be talking about love, which we did last week.
Yeah.
And now like, I think February's like there's Shrove Tuesday. I mean, that's it. There's Rag Week next week, but everyone's going to be talking about Rag.
Yeah, that's the thing.
There's no one going to talk about Rag.
I always find this part of the year just kind of strange anyway because like, so you have... Obviously, you have summer, whatever, and then when you kind of get back in like September, like fall,
so when you
get
Gilmore Girls.
So like when you get to fall, but like when you get to like autumn, you're kind of like, okay, it's like college, you've Halloween, you've Christmas, all that. And for some reason, I feel like January to March is such a...
I agree.
It's a time where there's just no like...
I don't know what's
structure
going on.
Structure or anything.
And it's like Paddy's Day, and then it's like, okay, spring.
Yeah, and like I do love Paddy's Day, to be fair. But like, yeah, Valentine's not really anything. Once again, Valentine's for me will be spent in the library.
But I even was talking to someone yesterday who's in a relationship, and they were like, "We just don't do anything for it either. We're like, it's just so pointless."
That's so fair.
I was like, fair.
Honestly, if I was in a couple,
but I don't think it's pointless. I'm like, celebrate love.
It's fun to celebrate, but I'd absolutely be down for like a Valentine's Day of literally just order Apache, throw on like anything on Netflix, and then just chill like that because like. So it's kind of it's more or less the company as opposed to the place.
Yeah.
But
no,
yeah.
I think definitely celebrate it.
Does Valentine's always fall on Rag? I don't know if
I have
it does.
Actually no idea.
Rag always just kind of creeps up on us.
I don't really have anything on Rag though. I know it's raise and give, so it's like for charities, but
yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't really know much about it.
All I know about it is you go out and just get
I wonder where that idea came from. Because I mean it's a good idea giving money to charity or whatever, but
I think I
associating
think
drinking and charity is
I think
like,
bears contributed to it though. I think they put a certain amount. I know one bear in town done it maybe last rag or the rag before where there was like a certain percentage of their profits went towards
really
whatever charity UCC chose, which is a real
I was under
the impression that that's what everybody does. So if anybody knows, you can text us on our Instagram to let us know. I'll actually put my phone on the desk.
Did you put something up yesterday about asking people what they wanted?
I did, yes.
Did anyone reply?
No, it was just for music. And there's a couple people. One person's going to get a special shout out because she is always very interactive with our page.
Is it Anya?
No, Chloe. She's always on it and she's always commenting and she gives her
Chloe,
song.
Oh, yeah.
So she'll have her song being played. But yeah, back to... What were we talking about?
So, I mean, the other day we were talking about confidence.
Mm.
That was something that we were talking about.
Yeah,
but
you just got a scary look. What
grand.
Was on your phone?
Tell you later. But I don't remember how we like went on to it. But I think it is an important topic to talk about.
Yeah,
but
just kind of like make yourself more confident and stuff like that. And just do it
because it's easy like that.
Yeah, it's just click of the button. But
it's not at all.
There is things that you can do that can help you. I found like exercise, and for one thing, was something that would help. With confidence, even though that took a long time, because I still remember the first time I ever went into a gym.
When was that?
That was 2018, and I joined the same gym that I'm in now in Dennehy's in Blackpool, and I was supposed to go train him at one of the lads, Evan, and I got in there first, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm on the way," and I didn't leave the change room until he came, and he actually couldn't come.
So you just had to go?
No, I left. My first time walking in, I don't think I've actually ever told anybody that, the first time I ever... joined Dennehy's, I went in, I was going to train with Evan, he never came, and I sat in the change room for about an hour, and I ran my arm and I went home.
That's so fair though.
I was terrified of going in there. And then at the start, I was like kind of only able to train with people, because like the gym, that's like... It's a scary place, and now that I'm like completely comfortable in it, I'm like, oh, what was I scared of? But I completely remember that feeling of being like, nah, like I'm extremely skinny. I cannot be seen inside here.
Yeah.
And then I started I trained with a couple of lads for a while. That was probably stretched through like summer 2018. But we used to have like six of us going in there because we all joined the same gym. And then one by one kind of slowly fell off, but I just kind of stuck with it. And then now it's like now I'll only train alone. I've been going out to CIT gym the last couple of times with Paul and Killian, and I love it. It's unreal out there.
But, you see the progress.
you see the progress, absolutely.
I think if you feel good in yourself, you know.
Yeah, and like that's, it's one thing that like, and it's not for everybody, because there's people as well who love exercise. Like my mom loves hill walking, like that's her absolute niche, but you couldn't get her, like you would not get her into a gym. Similar to me. Well, you could probably get me up the hills. I think in the summer I might go hill walking. I'm actually told that to my mom. Mom, I'll go hill walking in the summer.
You
just
so knocked
my cup of coffee. But
it's grand, we'll say nothing.
Yeah, but yeah, that's, I found exercise was a really good way to kind of build up confidence a small bit. Do you have anything that you thought?
What I was touching on yesterday when we were chatting about it was that I think confidence is like bred in the environment that you're in as well. So yeah. Like, I think if you're constantly being put down and you're constantly being told you're like not good enough, or if you're like, you're not in a place where you feel comfortable or you feel you can be like yourself, then how are you supposed to feel confident, you know, because no one is there to push you and to make you feel safe. But if you're in like in a very like promoting environment and a very safe environment, it can flourish, but obviously it takes time as well, because there's lots of different factors that into play here. But I think I definitely didn't have a shred of confidence until, I think it was my first year of college, it was like during COVID or something.
Yeah.
And it was awful, to be honest. But then I just kind of started speaking to myself, not like being like, hey girl, but I was just like, I do that anyway.
God
well,
damn, you look good.
I was like, whoa.
Finger guns in the mirror.
No, I do that as well, of course. But
I always do. So those Burn Thomas windows in town, sometimes I walk past, we're like,
stuff good looking.
What's going on? And everybody look around me with their kids, are like, okay, step away from the crazy man.
But I think the confidence actually, like it obviously does come as well from like external appearance, but it actually came a lot from what like I thought I could bring to the table as like a person.
Yeah,
like that's where I grew my confidence the most, and I think that's when I became most me, I think. So I just kind of like, oh my god it's very vulnerable hour. I think I thought I was like really like not a smart person for a very long time.
Yeah.
And then when I went into social science, I started to like actually like what I was doing in like an academic sense. But smart, but, and then I also read this book and it was called Multiple Types of Intelligence, and that opened my eyes. It was like, there are so many different ways that you can be perceived as like smart. Absolutely. It's not just because of like the Leaving Cert, and it's not because of someone's told you that, oh, just because you're good at this, that, you know, that you're smart. You're smart in many different ways and you can apply that in different areas. But yeah, so I think I realized that like I am like smart in my own like way.
Oh, that's it. Because I know from talking to you, like you are very like I've only known you since 2021. So the only Robin I know is like the like head on her shoulders, like outgoing, confident Robin. And I think that for me, it would be mad to think that it shows that literally can happen to anyone, that everybody can feel a bit kind of like,
it comes in waves though, as well. Absolutely. I mean, you go like, you probably, we all know, we all can feel it, you listening can feel it, that maybe one day you wake up and you're like, whoa, I've got this, and actually in the same day someone could say something to you and you could be just knocked, your confidence knocked from underneath you. And then it kind of, I think it does come from like building every day, like speaking to yourself, being like, like, I'm enough, you know, like knowing that you're enough. And like, just because someone tells you, it's easier said than done now, I'm saying all this, but just because people are saying that you're this and you're that, that's just a reflection on them. It's not a reflection on you.
And I really like what you said about your environment as well, because I suppose I can relate to that as well. Suppose going back to maybe, I would say, especially secondary school is probably one of the hardest kind of places.
Oh, I completely agree.
It's very hard.
It's very tough.
I found first to third year in particular really hard to like kind of embrace who you are yourself. And then fourth year for me was an absolute game changer, where you switch up from like your base class and stuff. And I found like my group, even though we were all kind of friends anyway, but we somehow just like merged into a group. And I think we all just kind of got an uplift, and they're good. Like, we're still friends
seven
years later, and it says a lot about them that we've all, and I feel like we've all actually come up as a group with ourselves, like, and that's just time anyway. Like, you're always going to grow as a person, but I feel like certainly a lot of us have grown in the right way, do you know what I mean? And I'd only thank my friends for that. And because I think if I had friends, you know what, there's definitely been people who I've been close with throughout my life where I don't talk to now, but I think back and I'm like, yeah, I wasn't myself, like the way I am, the way I kind of now kind of know who I am, but when I'd be with them wasn't me, you'd have to play into like their jokes that you didn't find funny, or like,
it's hard to know that
way.
As well at the time, you know,
that's very hard, because that was, I suppose, you're young as well, do you know what I mean?
Love is blind, you know, in friendships and everything, like
literally.
You can, and even you change a lot throughout your life, you know, yeah, you've changed absolutely. A lot over the months. So maybe, I don't know, maybe you were that person then yeah. and then you realise, oh, that's actually not me.
Yeah,
I don't feel the best me.
I think it's a nice thing to be able to look back on yourself like 2 years progress. Ago. Like, sometimes you can look back and be like, oh, what was I doing? But you kind of, I look back on like stories and I I Snapchat all my stories saved to my eyes only so I can look back on everything that's been posted. And like, I'll go back to 2 years ago, I'm like, what was I doing? But I'm like, nah, do you know what? I mean, that was just perfect what? To... And do you know what? Maybe in 2 years' time, I look back and I'll be like, oh, come on, 22-year-old Anthony, you were not doing it. But like, you know, that's just part of the process.
Do you know what I mean? Fine. Yeah. Like, it's very normal, but yeah. it's...
And you're never going to stop growing as well,
no,
do you know what I mean?
That's and it's
the,
really nice.
That's the nice thing.
It's a great thing to feel that, you know, when you hear other people speak like this, that it's like, oh, that like I'm not alone. Like, I feel this way. And even if you're not feeling confident now, like, there's ways to go about it. I do believe there are ways to go about it, but I do think it's way easier said than done. Yeah. And there's so many factors, like mental health plays a huge portion of it and who you're surrounded by plays a huge portion of it. Like financially plays an importance in it. Like goals, like drive, have you found anything that you have like a purpose? Mm. Can you see your progress? Do you like yourself? Do you enjoy spending time with yourself? If you don't enjoy spending time with yourself and this person, maybe get to know yourself a bit more, because odds are we don't really know ourselves extremely well unless we sit down and we're like, oh, do I actually want this? Or is this something that I'm doing for someone else? Or is it I'm doing it for myself?
That's very true.
So maybe
true.
Just think about that.
It's very important to sit down every once in a while and just kind of recenter yourself and be like, is this 100% Joe? Am I doing this? Because I done it maybe over Christmas. I just wrote down things. I think I said it on the show. I just wrote down things that were me, things that I enjoy, that I found, or like that I truly, that I'm not, I don't watch it because other people watch it, haven't come. It's just because I absolutely like it. And if nobody likes it, it's because it's me. And that kind of taught me a lot, kind of like, these are the things that
bring
just,
me happiness.
That bring me happiness just like inside here. I'm pointing to my chest, by the way.
I saw this thing. Someone said it to me actually the other day. And it was maybe if you're driving, don't do this. But if you're just like sitting at home, every time Anthony's drinking, he puts his hand
over. Yeah, because I don't want to. I have to sit back from the mic because I don't want... Nobody wants to be listening to the show.
You're going
to
get sick every time. No.
Yeah, because you've looked at me like three times.
I've looked at you like you have seven heads. Like,
no, because I don't want people to be listening and you're saying like the most insightful thing and all here is just glug.
Oh my God, I can't deal.
So that's why I'm literally... Every time I take a sup, I mean, the cup's almost gone anyway, but I've been like rolling
He's eating the
back.
Cup as well. Yeah. The cup's almost
it's delicious.
Gone.
It was only £2. But yeah, no, I'm sitting back from the mic. I just don't want... I'm thinking about the listeners here. I don't want them to listen to glug, glug, glug.
So considered.
No, luckily there's chicken tikka masala right next to me now. Get ready, viewers.
ASMR. But
what's ASMR?
I don't know. My mom said it the other day and I can't remember the name of it, what the actual title is. Anyway, so if you're not driving and if you have your hands free, like point to yourself and like notice, point to yourself.
I'm pointing to myself right now, guys.
And notice where you're pointing. You're pointing towards your heart. Yeah. So like what they said was that we don't point. He's pointing to his smile. You don't. Okay, moving on. You don't point to your head. You don't point to your leg or whatever. You're pointing to what's inside, like, or whatever. It's very cringe, but it is true. It's like what's inside is like really, really important. So if you get to know this version of you, like if I get to know Robin and I get to know what she likes, like I'm continually getting to know what I like and don't like, and then confidence can grow in that way, that like I start to kind of get a more sure version of myself and like solid, like knowing what I want and whatever. But obviously, like I said, easier said than done. It's taken years and still taking years.
I wish I could just say like, oh yeah, so you know, join the gym, find your people, you'd be good, but it's not that easy. And it's also so fluid. Like I can easily...
And it's so like niche to everyone.
Yeah, that's
you know,
the thing.
Like what works for one person doesn't for another. Like I think what I did for a while was it's actually awful. You know, when you go back and you look at yourself, you're like, girl, take a moment there. But like, I just like spoke to myself in the mirror and, you know, I have had a few words, or even on my mirror, I wrote things down and I'd see it every day and stuff. And then I just started to get to know myself a bit more. And then I think setting boundaries as well kind of helped with confidence.
Yeah.
I don't know about
what
you. You could get a bit of peer pressure to do things or go certain places and whatever. And obviously sometimes you're just like, oh, I just don't really want to do it because you're like, oh, I just couldn't be bothered. But sometimes you're like, I don't really want to do it because I don't enjoy it. Yeah. And then when you start saying, look, you go do that and I'll see you and we'll do another thing. We'll go for a coffee or whatever. I think that helps with confidence because you get your voice a small bit and then you kind of vocalize, well, okay, this is actually something that isn't right for me, but maybe it's right for you. And then you start to get a better a grasp on who you are.
Yeah.
Because you start to know what you like and you don't like.
Yeah, I agree with that as well, because as soon as you said that, an instant thing came to my head that I played football, well, soccer, but I mean, it's football, come on.
I never.
So I played that from when I was 4 to when I was 17. And don't get me, like, I was good at it, I really enjoyed it. But as soon as I quit, I've never looked back and thought about ever going back. And I quickly realized that I way prefer the gym, the radio. And if it came to right now, I couldn't go back to it. And at the time, it was especially like, you know, I don't think it was 100% me. I think I was doing it because it was a bit of reward of being joined school. I kind of brag and be like, oh, really? Yeah, we just won the league. And that was, I thought it was fun, but don't think I ever really bought into it. Do you know what I mean? And like, obviously at that stage, I hadn't joined the gym. The radio was, that was completely out of.
Oh, sure. I was the same. The radio wouldn't have been anything that I would have thought about until Ali brought me into it.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like when you come across new things, like for me, the gym has now, I'd like to think it's going to be something that I'll train forever. Like my uncle Christy, he's 50 odd. And I remember I was only chatting to him over Christmas and he was, no, this man. This man loves himself now. Like he was there, he was like, oh yeah, look at me benching 140 kg, 50 odd years old. And like, I was like,
but I mean, how bad? I think as Irish people as well, obviously there's sometimes where it's like, if you're putting yourself up to put other people down, like that's not good. Mm. But I don't think we like when people love themselves a bit too much as Irish people. I think we like when we put ourselves down a small bit. I don't know if it's in the culture. We're like, oh no, just Penny's girl, you know, or something. Or, oh no, like, no, I'm fine.
I feel like that's changing a bit.
I hope so, because I think it's important to love yourself, like as he should, you know, be like, yeah, look at me do this. Because if you're not going to hype yourself up, who else is, you know?
That's what I mean. You have to, do you know what I mean? And like, I feel like, especially, it was something that was only realizing. Now, I don't know, is it just because we've left school and we've gone into college, but I feel like a couple of years ago, I feel like everybody kind of wore the same thing and you kind of followed the trend. Like I remember there was a stage where we all wore Superstars, those black and white Adidas pants and Pull and Bear hoodies. But I feel like I walk around now, I feel like everybody has their own like authentic style and stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know, is that just because we're at this age in your 20s and that's what always happens, or is it actually changing? Because even like when I walk through town now, like I see, like you see like teenagers and stuff and they're not wearing tracksuits and stuff anymore. They're wearing, like they'll have a group. Like if me and the lads went out, we were all more or less wearing the same thing when we were like 14, 15. But like I was walking through Paul Street there, I was going down Opera Lane. I seen this group of six lads and every single one of them had like completely different style of outfit. And I was like, this is nice. They're actually dressing for themselves. And I'm wondering, is that something
Some people though enjoy tracksuits though and everything as well, you know? And some people like, I think it's a comfort thing as well. And I can definitely relate to that, same as you. Like I used to dress the same as my friends, but I think it's just make me feel like I belong. And it made me feel like I could connect with them if I didn't have anything else in common. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was quite nice. Like I think in school or in environments where you don't feel necessarily truly, I don't know, I wouldn't say not myself or anything, but just that if you wanted to connect with someone, I think sometimes mimicking what everyone else is wearing gives you a sense of belonging where it's hard to stand out, because if you're standing out, you're expected to kind of, I suppose, know yourself and expectations.
I feel like a lot of time, especially
but it's great that people are, you know,
it's one thing I've realized, but you know, I don't know, is it because maybe I'm only realizing now because we're older, but I've just seen like young fellas now and stuff and it seems like they're all kind of doing their own thing and wearing their own thing.
Maybe.
Which I'm all for, because that's certain, you couldn't have paid me to go like outside of the mainstream back then.
No way.
But I would say only in the last year I've started like doing things just for me. Like, and this is probably the main thing that like is the radio is probably the thing of where like, yeah, I'll do this for me because like not everybody goes down this path. Do you know what I mean? And here I am and I love it.
And you're feeling good?
Yeah.
Feeling confident and good?
Feeling confident and good.
So I think we're going to take a quick music break, but stay tuned for what we have next. This song.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah. So this song is Mine by Bazzy. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. No, I just had a little bit too much of Hennessy. Just going to tell you how I feel. So fucking precious when you smile. Hit it from the back and drive you wild. Yeah, yeah. Girl, I lose myself up in those eyes. I just had to let you know you're. Fucking happy you're alive. Yeah. I swear to God I'm down. If you down, all you gotta say is right. Yeah, yeah. Girl, anything I could do just to make you feel alright. Oh, I just had to let you know you're fine. Running circles around my mind. Even when it's rainy, all you ever do is shine. You on fire, you a star just like Mariah. Man, this feel incredible, I'll turn you to a bride, yeah.
Thank you.
Diagrit, Falta on a Tangent, Era, UCC, a Ne, a Hocht, a 3FM, Is Anam, Antono, Tuma, August.
Robin, you worka.
That's right. We were cooking. And Robin goes, can you say that in Irish? Anybody who does Irish, please tell me if I said it all backwards.
Yeah, no,
all I had to do was look up what welcome was in Irish, and it was fine. So the rest of it was all inside.
You did a great job,
yeah. I haven't spoke Irish in so long, that, by the way. I do. I remember when I was like,
I used to speak Irish so badly.
I'd love to be able to speak another language. You can do a bit of Spanish, to be fair, which is good, but like, I'd love to speak. We might have been a French, to be fair.
You could. You know what? I went to France a couple of weeks ago, and when you're put in the environment, it'll actually come back fairly quickly. Do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't all go away. I think if you put it into practice a small bit, it'll come back every so often.
I still remember my studied intro to my French oral.
Oh my God, me too.
I still give it to you, and I will go...
If I had the first like note, because I used to record myself speaking.
Oh yeah?
And I used to listen to it on the bus, in the shower, when I was walking to anywhere, when I was like exercising, I used to listen to myself speaking. Yeah. I did that for my exam in January,
and I read out my notes, and I just listened to them in the car, and I would drive along going, oh my God, speak faster. Like, and I'm like, oh my God, this is torturous, Lisa, but it's a really good way of studying.
It's a great way
but
to
like, I could,
do your
I could
oral.
Still hit you up with like, you know, bonjour, je m'appelle Antoine.
Okay, here we go.
J'habite à un petit village au 10 kilomètres au centre-ville.
Don't give all your information.
Mon passe-temps préféré. J'adore le sport. J'adore la musique. And then I remember she asked me about music and I goes, the sport? Please. But yeah, that's the only like, foreign language I can talk.
It would be fun
to do that. I feel like if I put like socks into it, but I don't have the socks to put into it. I have enough going on.
Well, I love learning another language. It's so fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I feel like as well, it opens up another part of your brain, because my brain actually hurts after.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, activity.
Yeah, because you can hold a conversation in Spanish, can't you?
Kind of. I'd be able to understand it more than I'd be able to speak it.
Yeah, I was always able to speak it then more than I could understand it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
In French, I think the best way when I was in school was we used to do comprehensions. Comprehensions? Okay, Robin, can't you speak English?
Say it in French, you might get it. So, la comprehension.
I used to be able to read like the comprehensions, but because I used to do them all the time, I used to do like 3 comprehensions a day for ages. And then it's all like grammar in French or whatever. I wish that we had this camera where you could see what we do, because Anthony right now is trying to eat a hat and then you were trying to eat your cup a few minutes ago.
I'm very hungry.
We'll have a chicken run after this. But yeah, so why don't we give leaving cert tips? To be fair, my siblings are doing their pre's at the moment.
Oh, are they? Are they both leaving cert or leaving cert and junior cert?
I won't disclose that because
That's still
I don't trust anyone. I literally don't.
Oh, that's terrifying. Yes, that was a scary time. And do you know what? I'm probably the last person who could possibly give leaving cert advice as well.
Yeah, I know.
I'll give you college advice.
That's because we didn't do it though.
Yeah, I don't.
We were predicted grades.
No, I don't know. It was 2019. Do you not know this?
Katovan. I just throwing this away to you. What?
I thought you already knew this.
No.
Yeah, it was 2019 leaving cert.
What?
Yeah, do you not know?
But Anthony, I'm older than you.
Yeah, I was too young for my year.
Way too young for your year.
I was very
like
much
way too yeah, young for
I,
your year.
I was aware. I was 17 at my debs, I think. Yeah.
17?
No, sorry, the debs were in August, so I just turned 18. But for leaving cert, for a graduation, so your school graduation, I was 17. And I actually had to borrow one. The lads, Jamie O'Connor, who was in the year below me, I had to borrow his ID.
Oh,
and I remember we went to...
Probably shouldn't have said that on air, but that's fine.
That's grand. He's 5. He got his ID back. And after a moment, because we went to like Cyprus or something, and I remember the bounce came up, and I was like, oh yeah, there I am. He was like, what's your birthday? Learned it off. He goes, oh yeah, can you just open Facebook for me? I goes, no.
I don't have Facebook.
You're fine. And he opened Facebook. He just see my name, and he was like, yeah. And he just kept the IDs. I remember I had to ring him. I was like, I think I lost your IDs, and they might go to the guards. he had to go all the way to Cyprus. It was a very funny time. But yeah, I was 17 when that happened.
You were so young doing the leaving
season. Yeah, I was bit silly, but now I'm numb.
You're fine now, but like, I feel like 17 is so young. Like, I was talking like last year. Sorry, I went on Erasmus.
You never brought that up. How was it?
So there was it's a lot of German people that like I met abroad, and they all did a gap year. But they did a few gap years. So what they did is they kind of gave back to society, I suppose. They volunteered in like the Red Cross or like other bits and pieces, just because they were like, I don't know what I want to do after school. Yeah. So like, why would I go straight into something?
Yeah, definitely.
Great idea, because everyone going into first year was like 23 and they're like, oh no, this is actually what I want to do. Like they were like proper spending their money. Because I think that the dropout rate in UCC in first year is just insane.
That's college across the map. Because like there's so, it's, I feel just so, there was so much pressure to go straight in and like know what you want to do. And I'm like, now, to be fair, I feel like I am very lucky because I kind of always know what I want to do, but that is so rare. So like, that's been a huge, like,
that's brilliant
lift off me. So I have been very lucky, and it's just, I just kind of happened to fall across my niche of wanting to teach.
Well, that's brilliant, isn't it though?
Yeah, but I'm very lucky.
And it might change as well. Like, you might be like a principal in a few years,
I could go down the line, and like, I would like to stay with academics. I think like maybe, Joe, if I was like, maybe down the line, like 30, 40, if I go into lecturing, but it's really expensive, and you have to obviously, it's a lot of work to go into it.
You have to do a PhD.
You have to do a doctorate, yeah. So like, I'm doing my master, hope, fingers crossed, in September. And then to do that, like, that's, like, I know a couple of my friends, one, two lads are doing the master's this year, and one of the girls doing it. Like, they're telling me about like how much work you have to do. It's a lot. And I can't imagine how hard the doctorate would be.
Yeah, I can imagine. But I mean, I think if you really want anything, it's going to be a lot.
That's
like,
Yeah, but that's why I don't mind college, because I'm doing it for something that I actually like.
That's something I want to do.
And we're very lucky to be able to say that.
But I fell into social science. Like, social science wasn't my top. Psychology was my number one.
Yeah.
But I am so grateful. So, okay, this is a thing. I don't believe that things happen for a reason, but I think sometimes things have a way of working themselves out.
Yeah, I think that.
So, like, with social science, I didn't think it was like something that like I wanted to do. I didn't know anything really about it. Now I love it. Like, and I don't think I've had a module where I take that straight. There was a module in first year I didn't like, but apart from that, I haven't had a module I haven't actually enjoyed to some capacity, and I love it.
And we're very lucky to have that.
So grateful,
like, I know like a couple of my friends now, like, they either gave up college, and like, just from their college experience, the way they describe it was completely different to mine.
To yours,
like,
yeah.
Whoa.
Anthony's like, going to live here.
Yeah, I never want to leave this UCC bubble. I love the place, honestly.
Yeah.
Just everything about it. I love my little chili rolls, which I got on way too late. I only had my first chili roll this year. What a waste of the first couple of years in here. When I was going to
We were in COVID and stuff. Like.
Yeah, but I was going to, even when we opened back up, I was going to Omelone getting sausages, beans and chips. Meanwhile, the love of my life in the shape of a chili roll was waiting for me in the student centre. And I never knew, and we just crossed paths. And now I can't stop eating.
You're such a loyal person though. Even like when you were talking about the gym, that you've never like gone away to a different gym.
Yeah,
now your chili roll, you're not going to leave this chili roll.
Once I find something I like, I stay with it.
Yeah, you stay with it, yeah.
Like same. I feel like I'm going to be a Volkswagen driver.
For the
rest of my life.
But then with Anthony as well. So it's like, you have your niche now and you like all these things. And then if someone showed you something better, you'd be like, okay, well then that's the one as well.
I'm very close-minded until my mind is opened. And then, like,
my brother's
it was even the same at radio. I was like, oh, I had no interest in this, and then as soon as I was like, I love this is all it. And then you could be like, do you want to do TV? And I'm like, oh no. And then I very much attempted the TV route with some success, and then I chickened
Anthony,
it.
You're like, what, like 22? You have literally so much time.
I could still host I'm a Celeb. I feel like when Ant and Dec kind of call it a day, I think we could host I'm a Celeb. I think we'd be all right.
That would be so fun. I love I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah, but we wouldn't even get more. I don't think we'd get to the point. Like, they'd be waiting to see what the Bush took trial, and I was like, my God, so I just saw this koala. And so this actually takes me back to when Robin was on Erasmus. And like, the viewers listen, and you just have that live, that gold live thing at the bottom. Ant and Dec in their 60s watching, going, it's ruined. The guys at ITV saying, yeah, we're done. Send them to X Factor. If you could host a show, what would it be?
If I could host a show. Okay, you go first because I know you have the answer.
Okay, I actually don't. I was going to say I'd like to host Love Island, but nah.
Really?
Nah. I think it'd be fun to host. I was going to say The Chase, but no, because I don't know anything. Do you ever watch The Chase? Just like throw it on the background. Yeah, I wouldn't be good at it if I went on it. I could host something. I'd love to do like This Morning. Do you like a little chat show like that?
Yeah, I think I'd like to host my own thing. I don't think it's out there yet.
The Robin Show?
I don't think I'd call it The Robin Show, but there's some, I have like ideas, but like I want to, I don't know, like I have ideas, but like obviously they might not ever come true.
Yeah.
But there hasn't been anything really that I've been like, oh, I'd love to be the Well, maybe one or two things.
Yeah, I would. I think I would like to do like This Morning, something like that.
I'd like to present the news, I think.
Yeah, that'd be fun. And you get to have fun with your outfits as well. Because, like, you know, you just rock up being like, yeah, it's happening. Lashing raining in Cork. Traffic's very bad in the Dunkettle roundabout.
I think I just like the radio, to be honest. It's just fun. I'm doing
like,
my own thing.
This is my most comfortable. I feel like if there was a camera in front of me, you'd be a bit more kind. Like, I mean, if look at the position I'm sitting in right now, I might as well be at home.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But
yeah, I definitely host like something like This Morning or something, Joe, where you can just like chat to people and like meet new people.
Oh, they're so funny because you get such funny people on as well.
And I would definitely request the Holly Willoughby State. I need to host her. She's like the nation's sweetheart of Britain and Ireland. What a woman.
She's lovely, to be fair.
Imagine if we had her on the show. She'd be great. Thing is, we talk too much that she wouldn't even get a word.
She'd
just be sitting there. She'd be like, oh, yes, you know, I've actually.
She'd be like, my name's Holly. I'm like, please, can you just give me 2 minutes there? Sorry.
I'd be like, she's talking about Erasmus. Come on. She never gets to talk about this. Robin does love. Did you notice that? I feel like anybody who goes on Erasmus, they love to talk about it. And I don't blame them because, to be fair, some like the videos you've shown me and stuff. It does look unreal, but it is just very funny. When we'd be out, it would be like a tree and you'd be like, this reminds me so much. I'm like, oh no.
I try not to talk about it.
I'm not talking about it. I love hearing.
Well, okay, so, no, it's okay. If you say.
I just ran into front door.
No, but I don't know. I think just travelling or whatever, and everyone just wants to talk about what they've seen. Everyone just wants to talk about themselves and their own experiences. Everyone just wants to relate.
I couldn't get Dubai out of my mouth for the longest time.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you actually know I went to
Dubai. Well, you want to live there?
I do, yeah. That'll be for hopefully maybe 10, 12 years time, something like that. I'd like to stay
10 or 12 years time?
Yeah, because like, well, I want to teach here for a while, kind of build up my like.
Do you have like a plan of everything?
I have a rough idea.
Oh,
I've kind of a lot of things planned out. Yeah, I'm one of those people though. I need to have, you know, like what to do. Do you know what I mean? Like I don't know. I can like I obviously there's
we're
some
so stuff different.
That I, like
I'm learning so much about you today.
Yeah, I know. This is the Anthony interrogation with Anthony.
My new favorite show.
I know. That you can host, and I'll just sit there, and you'll be like, "Tell me more." No, I like to have everything planned out. Like I always had. I suppose I when I was like in like third, fourth year, I always said I wanted to go to UC. That was a long-term goal. Got that. And I have my other long-term goal is to go teach in Dubai. They're the two long-term goals that have always been consistent. And then there's other little goals that will jump in. Like when I think I said to you during the week, like, I really want to run a marathon. I haven't thought about it since. It would be
I'm
great.
Running one.
Yeah. Can you give us an insight into that?
No.
Thank you very much. So tell me more. No.
I started the other day and like I did 5 kilometers like and I mean I think I have to run was it 21 kilometers or something?
Marathon's 26 but is that half marathon?
No, a marathon's way more Anto, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Let me Google that. I thought marathon was 26 miles. Isn't it great that we can just look up all these things and then when I'm proven wrong on air I'll just be like
I'm just like embarrassed.
Marathon distance
I think it's 21 for a half. I'm only doing half.
What were we saying?
Well, like, I don't really know much about it.
Oh, yeah, 26 miles.
Yeah. I ran in COVID I did a fundraiser for, it was for 2 weeks straight. I did 5K every day.
Really?
Would not recommend to a friend. Like, to be fair, like, it's, like, I enjoy running, but not every day. Like, I don't want to wake up every day and go, like, oh, I'd love a run today. Some people do, but I think I'd have to take a break. Every so and your legs would be so
oh yeah that's thing
oh my god
I one it. Thing I'd love to get into is swimming. You like a bit of ocean.
I swim yeah at least yeah. once a week.
Yeah, I never swim that often. When I join
would you go? I'll bring you.
I'm not a fan of the ocean. I'm not a fan of cold water, to be honest.
I don't think many people are, but it gives you like a big serotonin boost.
Yeah,
it's freezing at the moment as well.
That's the thing. I feel like if I was doing it, I'd be doing it in the summer day. Like but like I'd be on holidays, the pool's a bit too cold. I'm like, whew. And I know they say, and it's probably the most annoying thing I would say is, it's fine once you get in. I'm like, I know, but I'm not getting.
Sometimes my
point
though.
Is getting in.
Like, I went swimming the other day and it took me ages to get in it. When I say ages, 3 minutes, I'd say. But, you know, I swam just only for a few seconds. But it's not easy once you get in. I don't think anyway. I think you want to get out personally. But, like, I don't have a wetsuit. So.
Yeah, that's what one of my friends, actually, Kevin, he's actually currently over in India with the men's senior hockey team, Kevin. And I know you're
actually.
Yeah. And Kevin, I'm wishing you the best luck for the summer of 2024.
Good luck, Kevin.
And well, as over there, but he always does ice baths. And like he actually loves them. He'd be like, oh no man, they're so good, like you should definitely do it. And I'm just like, I'm like in bed with like a cup of tea watching TV. He's like, yeah, do you want to go do an ice bath? I'm like, ah, good one, buddy. Enjoy it. But like, yeah, he's really good. Ryan's good for it as well.
This could be now one of your things again, where when you don't like something until you're open to it. So maybe I could bring you next week and we go for a swim. It's reading week next week, so we have a lot more time.
Do we have reading week next week?
I could have made that up now. No one ever take anything I say as
I don't believe we
facts.
Do. Okay, we look that up after.
I think I do. I do anyway, for social stuff.
I'll have to check if I do.
And I don't know if it's for all my subjects. Yeah, Jonas,
I could say it to you now that, oh yeah, let's go for the ocean. And then it'll come to the day, you'd be like, oh yeah, I'm outside your house. I'm like,
no, I literally would like drag you out. I'd be like, get out right now.
Yeah, it could be something new to do, do you know what I mean? Yeah. But I'm just not a fan of the cold. This winter was the winter that made me realize.
I don't like the cold either, but it's just.
I don't think anybody actually likes the
no,
cold.
No, but the beach was actually warm the other day. It wasn't the water was, but like outside.
Yeah.
I was shocked. Global warming.
I'm not much of an Irish beach man anyway. Because I'm not much of a beach person in general. I'd be a pool man over a beach man.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm not a beach. I don't know. Well, it depends. Like,
beach girl.
To be fair, sometimes I'm seeing stories of people in Australia now, and it's like, whoa. I could dabble in a bit of beach. I think
you just need to be open to a warm beach, and then you'll find.
That's it. I'm just not like, I'm cold water is just not. I don't find it enjoyable.
I don't think many people do.
To enjoy the ocean swimming.
But you just feel good after it. Like, that's why. I actually love going to the beach just sitting there. So.
Yeah, there is that sauna snug thing as well, isn't there?
Oh, myself and Alex, myself and Alex.
Yeah, I actually need to give that a go. One thing I'd love to do is a steam room.
That's great.
They have them in the Mardyke, and I never get around to using the Mardyke, to be honest.
Just bring your swimming togs in town and go next time.
Yeah, I might actually do it. That's so annoying. I had my gym bag in my car and I took it out before I left today.
Why?
Because I was like, oh, I'll go to the gym in the evening. Because I actually do have
to. You should
just
left it in anyway.
I know. Silly me, but I actually do have a lot. I have a lot of work to do. I've just been procrastinating. I'm in like a freeze point where I just don't really want to do anything. And I feel like I need I need just one good day to get started and then I'll be off. Then I'll be off and racing. But, you know.
It's hard to motivate yourself to do things as well. I think when you have like a goal, it's. The worst part is starting, and then once you're into it, it's a bit easier. Like, even if you did say now, if you did the hardest part first, that's what a few people say. Yeah. So, you know, when you're like doing, say now, I have my dissertation at the moment, like, I'm not going to start with the introduction. To be fair, I never start with an introduction and conclusion. I always do them at the very end because, you know,
I always started doing that this year as well.
So, I just start with the hardest first, and I'm like dreading it. And then I get that done, and I'm like, okay, everything else is.
Yeah, like, once this show's over, I'm going over to the chili roll, and I'm like, what's going on? I'll do my finger guns. I'll do my finger guns in the mirror, like, howdy. But I'm actually doing a new diet. I've been doing intermittent fasting, and I'm loving it. And I'm down almost 2 kg in 3 weeks. So it's basically I just have a fasting window of I eat between 1 o'clock and 1 o'clock in the afternoon and 9 o'clock at night, and then I go straight through it, and I feel great off it. But
really,
I am ravenous right now. I think I need a cup of coffee because I got a latte in. Lattying. Hello, Miss Barista.
Nivorka.
But I went to. I'm on a new coffee buzz right now. Actually, I'm on an Americano hype. Even though I literally got a latte, so I have contradicted myself. But I've been going to Soma, my favorite cafe. By the way, fine boys. Look, remember we done that thing on our story, being like, oh, send us your best cafes. I haven't visited one of them. I'm very sorry. I have to get around to it.
I love sitting back sometimes, not speaking, and let Anthony go on 50 billion tangents. Like, I just sat there just watching you, like, yeah, I'll just wait till this one dies.
It doesn't stop. This is my thing. I'll go from here.
You're so good like that, though. So that's the thing. So if anyone is to meet up with Anthony or go on a date with Anthony, I'm putting you out there now.
Somebody please.
is you keep spilling that. Is that you won't, there will be no awkwardness. Like, you will talk.
Yeah, well, I mean, whether the chat is going to be good or not is another thing. But I mean, there will be noise, and that is my
defining
confirmation
character
to you. Maybe I'm just wired off the cuff.
I think though as well, you know, it's kind of, it's great when you have chat with someone, but it's kind of rare as well. You know,
yeah.
Not that it's like super rare, but it's like hard to find someone that you find like it's just like peace with, you know, and you don't have to like keep thinking of that conversation.
Yeah, and when you find that, it's fantastic. Oh, it's fantastic, and you can just roll off because like even when we're in this, I'm like. My brain just like switches off because like
I just
ramble, as you can tell, because I think I started off this whole show by being talking about like
confidence.
Coffee. No, I think I might have started off.
But if it was coffee, you just sandwiched it because you just finished there with coffee.
Oh, sugar. I was talking about tea. Anyway, so back to coffee. Oh, yeah, I think I'm wired off this coffee.
Okay.
To be honest. I'm very much.
I think though what we were talking about there a few seconds ago.
I didn't even.
You don't even.
I'm wired, I think.
Okay, I think we're going to do a music break. We literally have 9 minutes left, but let's go to the music.
We have one song that was sent in from our very loyal listener. And that is If You Leave Me / Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Niall Horan. Robin's doing her little producer work right now.
Oh yeah, I have it here.
Good. This is for Chloe, who specially requested that it be played. And Chloe, we appreciate your interactiveness with the channel, well, with the page. So stay tuned and we will be back, and hopefully I will have mellowed out because I'm a bit hyper right now.
We'll be back. But anyway, I don't think we'll be back.
I get the one song and we get 5 minutes.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
She wants to leave you. I'm not letting it go. Yeah, you best believe you. Robin literally just goes, he's like, oh, I hate this song. And then we both blasted it.
No, then we loved it.
Yeah. I was like, really?
But, I love when you start to like something. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's like some songs and they start off and I'm like, ugh. Yeah. And then I get to the chorus, I'm like, hello.
I haven't liked a new song on Spotify in ages. And I need to expand. Because my last
there's a radio thing that you can go on Spotify and it gives you like different songs.
Oh, they do actually.
Release radar or something like that, or daily.
Yeah, because my music is getting a bit. I've been kind of listening to the same thing all the time.
Really?
I haven't listened to Dakota in like a week, actually. I think it's the longest time I've ever gone
having withdrawals, I'd say.
And I need to listen to it.
Why don't you just put on the daily release? I do that every day. I couldn't be listening.
What's like,
I
daily listen release?
To the, I'll show you there now, or I could be making that up. But I try to listen to at least a few new songs every day because I'd be sick of the same songs, but then I will obviously repeat them again. Discover Weekly, sorry. Just put that on, and then it's usually like songs that are kind of similar to your taste in music.
Okay, that could be interesting.
Yeah, so try that now later on.
Music podcast.
The only thing is, if I'm in the gym or if I'm like exercising, I like knowing the same songs.
Yeah.
Because if I'm in, I don't want to stop and start or whatever like that.
I forgot.
But if you're just chilling,
I forgot my AirPods for the gym last night. And it was just awful. I need my music in the gym.
Sometimes they have music playing, do they?
Yeah. it's like the worst play. It's like they've actually gone out of their way to craft. The worst playlist you've ever heard in your life. I almost have to go up. And I love the lady behind reception, Denny's. She's so nice. I remember I was leaving. I was just like, you need to do better with the music.
At least you're honest.
I would have loved to have said it. I didn't.
There was a place I used to work and they used to use the same playlist every day. Every single day.
Terrible.
And like once it got to like a certain song, you'd know what was coming next.
And
I can't listen to the music. If I hear it on the radio, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I've caught this.
If it's on my phone, out the window.
Yeah, there's a couple of songs like that from just in like work and like, there's a couple of like nightclubs as well. They'll play the same playlist. And I remember I was in a venue and I was like, I guarantee you the songs will come on next. And I came on next. Like, I need to start going to different places.
I know where you're talking about as well. And yes, you do.
Yes.
I haven't been there in years.
But that's for Rag Week. I'm changing it up. I already have my super secret location of where I'm going to go.
It's not that super or secret.
Not that super or secret. Probably one of the most generic places in Cork. But I've funnily enough still haven't been there. The place is Sky Bar, by the way. I still
don't know. Oh, okay. Well,
I mean,
thank God you can keep a secret.
Yeah, this is what you should. That's one thing. Don't tell me secrets because I have a tendency to just let them slip. But
you can tell me. I don't tell anyone.
Yeah, Robin's good for secrets.
I actually am a human vault.
Yeah,
genuinely. But people come up and they just tell me secrets, and I'll be like, okay,
thank you very much.
I will hold that till I die.
I do love a bit of tea, though. But I mean, obviously, if it's a big secret, I can keep it. But like, I love like a little thing of just saying like, oh yeah, guess where I'm going Friday, and I'll be like, Sky Bar, as I've just revealed twice. But we have actually just run out of time. But we have come up. We actually have very exciting news. And that next week, not only, just so happened to forget, next week we not only have our usual Tangent Show on Friday at 10 a.m, but you will be able to tune into us on Monday at 7 p.m. because UCC Radio are doing a 24-hour show for Rag. So there's going to be, all the shows are going to be playing 24 on from 9 in the morning on the Monday to 9 in the morning on the Tuesday. So you can tune in to me and Robin with even more tangents, hopefully a bit less hectic. I'm more of an evening person anyway. Probably not, wouldn't hold my breath, but we'll be there Monday 7 p.m. and we are very much excited for it. So thank you very much for listening.
For listening.
Stay tuned, and as Robin said, if anybody wants to date me, feel free.
But I didn't think you were anyway, but applications, send them on to Tangent.
But cool. Thanks very much, guys, and we will see Monday.
Drink water.
Looking forward to it. Bye.
Have a good weekend. Bye. This is Homesick by Noah Khan and Sam Fender.
Oof.